Hello, welcome to the Sacred Word Meditations Audio Boo Podcast. Today is Thursday, February the 24th, 2011. And together, we come before God and be open with a prayer. We come before you, Lord, to praise and thank you for this new day. As we draw near to your heart, to learn from you, teach us your ways. Grant us the faith and the courage to make the necessary changes to avoid any occasion of sin. We surrender our life to you, Lord. Grant us your Holy Spirit to proclaim your love and your salvation to everyone we meet. Amen. Today we will be reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 41 through 50. And Jesus said to his disciples, "Anyone who gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ, amen, I say to you, will surely not lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were put around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life maimed than with two hands to go into Gehenna, into the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter into life crippled than with two feet to be thrown into Gehenna. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Better for you to enter into the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into Gehenna, where their worm does not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt becomes insipid, with what will you restore its flavor? Keep salt in yourselves, and you will have peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord. As we reflect on this word today, the Lord is not saying to us literally to cut off our limbs or pluck out our eye. He is making a point for us to turn from our sinful nature to the point of death, literally speaking, the death of our spiritual life. Our human condition has the capacity to do great evil. What is the evil we're doing to ourselves or to others? If our lust, our desires, our flesh come before God in our lives and threaten our everlasting life, we need to get rid of these obstacles. Are we overindulging in areas of life that exclude helping the poor or needy, thinking only of our own comfort and well-being? We were created in love and for love. The charity we show to our neighbor expresses the gratitude we have for the abundant goodness and kindness of God towards us. Jesus declared that any kindness shown and any help given to the people of Christ will not lose its reward. Jesus never refused to give to anyone in need who asked for his help. As salt purifies, preserves, and penetrates, so the disciple must be a salt in the world of the human society to purify, to preserve, and penetrate the society for the kingdom of God and of his righteousness and peace. God wants us to be free and not a slave to sin. It is better to abstain than to remain a slave to sin. It is better to abstain than to lose our soul. Amen. Jesus, deliver us from all sin. You alone can free us. We accept you, Lord, and we want to live for you alone. In Jesus Christ, I pray, in the glory of God the Father, forever and ever. Amen.